This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Hair Talk. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ Hope, I'm Billy. I don't know how we stumbled into this, but
sometimes it just happens.
We were talking about what kind of coffin would we want to be buried in. So Star Wars, Bridgerton, Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
Hope wanted something different. You brought up the fact that back in Victorian days, people would take hair and make art out of it.
Yes, it was a way to remember their loved ones.
Yes.
And I have told my family. Go ahead and do that with my hair. Throw me in the ground.
I don't think they want
but
to
keep
do
me
that.
Around it with art.
We had a call off air where the guy said you should donate your hair to Hope so she can make extensions out of it.
Mm-hmm.
That would work.
He wanted me to put it in my garden.
Around my hostas
so the deer don't eat them.
Right. So my hair and her hostas forever.
There is a dude version of what to do with hair. Beard transplants.
Okay.
Never thought of it, but why not? Because you can get hair transplants on the top of your head, so why not a beard transplant? So this all started from surgeons helping out folks that were like burn victims, mm-hmm. people who have scars.
Well, and there are some guys who just grow patchy beards. You just can't mm-hmm. for whatever reason.
That's the next level. This one clinic says they do 100 transplants a year. 90% of them now are purely aesthetic.
Right.
Not a victim of some horrible accident trying to reclaim their face.
Dude's no matter what they do, it's all patchy and they can't wear a beard, but they want to wear a beard.
Do women care about the beards?
I like a good beard. I'm pro beard.
Steve has a beard, but it doesn't get long and gross. You know how like you had yours?
Where you look, how rude.
Where you look like Papa Smurf.
I'm right here in front of her.
Listen to her talk. No, but it doesn't look like that anymore.
No.
But you remember
it's
when
trimmed up.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
keep
going.
Keep it trimmed up, and yes, we like it.
I'm going for Zach Brown length this time.
What does that mean?
What I had before. What I had before was long.
Well, what you like had before was Santa Claus.
Yes.
Papa Smurf.
I had people calling me. So I had a little kid in line at a grocery store literally turn around and call me Santa.
Is that when you were like, that's it, I'm shaving this? I'm trimming this down.
Maybe. TJ, you should absolutely not feel guilty about this. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club. Billy, Hope, TJ.
It says that taking one lazy day per week can have a huge benefit for our mental health and our overall well-being. Okay, so I want to ask you, I'm talking like one real lazy day where people are like, I need you to do this. Are you going to do that? And you just sit there and you're like, no.
Do you do this or are you asking us?
I do this.
Okay.
And since I've started doing this, I've put my foot down. I'm like, look, I need a day. I'll be honest, it's not every week, but I try to every couple weeks, like maybe it's a Saturday, maybe a Sunday, where I'm like, no, this is my mental health day. This is my R&R day. I need to, the older I get, I need a reset day.
A recharge day.
That's exactly what it is.
So that's what camping is for me. So when I talk about my little piece of property and sleeping in my truck, like you say, and roll your eyes.
Waking up truck bed.
Waking up in the truck bed. That sounds like a country song.
It is.
That is my reset. That's my recharge. I'm not gone the whole weekend. I'll be home until like noon on Saturday. Go do my little camping thing. Come home. I'm home by noon on Sunday.
Hmm.
And it's campfire, book, music, unplugged. There's no internet out there. You can't scroll if you wanted to. So I need to be away from the world for a couple of hours.
Okay.
Just reset. Is and I come back recharged.
Is it because your world won't leave you alone that you have to go find this property?
Probably.
Okay. I didn't know because I really, my family had a very hard time with that. I was like, I have to have this.
Yeah.
But then I'm a couple hours in, I feel super guilty. Why do we feel guilty? I'm like, look, I've done, especially since mama has needed me more and more and more. And then your family needs you. And then, you know, work needs you. And you just need a day to be like, I'm sorry. I can't be needed.
You probably feel like you're wasting time.
And I feel super guilty. You know what it makes me feel? Lazy. And we've been told that lazy is wrong and bad. So get your butt up. You only got one go around. You're wasting day. You're wasting daylight. I mean, that was just embedded in me as a kid. So yeah. It feels weird.
One of my favorite quotes is, time enjoyed wasting wasn't time spent wasted.
Say that again. I need to write this down.
That wasn't right.
Time you enjoy wasting is not time spent wasted.
Okay.
All right.
It took me a long time to come back around to what you said, that you shouldn't feel guilty about it.
Yeah.
And like the first couple of times I went down and camped, and sometimes it's by myself,
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, I could be home doing this, and the garage needs to be cleaned.
Yeah.
You know what?
And you sit and you go down the list of stuff.
The pile will always be there. My task list here at work will always be there. There's always going to be 10 things that I slide over to the next day.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's never going to end.
So it's okay to be lazy.
Be lazy.
Okay, good.
We have breaking Buffalo Bills news.
Just announced 20 minutes ago by our very own Damar Hamlin live on the Today Show this morning. So thanks to the listeners who got this in to me, by the way. Buffalo Bills' quest for a Super Bowl title is going to take a slight detour in a coming season of a Hallmark movie. Yes!
The Bills make you want to shout! Kick your heels up and shout!
Damar Hamlin said, Countdown to Christmas is what it's called. It's going to be a movie on the Hallmark channel. He said, fans are going to get an early Christmas present this year. So NFL have selected the Buffalo Bills in its 2025 Countdown to Christmas movie draft.
So are there Buffalo Bills like in the movie?
It says stay tuned this holiday season for all the new Hallmark Channel movies. Holiday Touchdown, a Bills love story is what it's called.
Now, last year they did one based on the Chiefs and the Travis Kelce Taylor Swift love story. And Donna Kelce, Travis's mom, made an appearance.
And can we guess who's going to be the love story in this movie?
Well,
maybe a Hollywood actress.
I mean, she's already an actress.
Well,
so they don't have to hire somebody to play her.
I will be starring as myself.
Right.
Mario Lopez is allegedly in it. He was over filming in Buffalo. So do we think he's playing
a
football player?
No, I know what he plays. He plays a lawyer who becomes a fireman. Because he was unsatisfied with the corporate life. Do you not know this stuff, Hope?
But I think we're talking about two different.
Do you think those are Hallmark. Two different movies?
Yes.
You think they're filming two different Hallmark movies in Buffalo this week?
Why do you have that tone with me? Of course. I do. Not filming this one.
But wait, yesterday when we talked about him, we actually played his audio. He said
there was Bill's Mafia there.
There was Bill's Mafia there. So, and he was playing a fireman. So maybe there, you know, maybe the Buffalo Bills saved Buffalo from a giant fire or something.
It says,
I don't know.
It says it's going to take a slight detour from their quest for the Super Bowl. So obviously it's going to be a love story on the side, but I don't know. It has not, like I said, Damar Hamlin made this live announcement on the air. It's coming out a little before Christmas. I have no idea where Mario Lopez fits into this thing. We got to keep putting the puzzle pieces together.
Do we know people in Buffalo? Can we call anybody?
Well, I know people, but nobody important.
Duke of Rock. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club. DJ Hope and Billy, we're making our own jingles now. Duke, your new doggy, needs its own theme song.
I think the Duke of Rock sounds great.
I think, didn't you start an Instagram for him?
Okay, not because I wanted to. I was peer pressured into starting right. him one.
You're yeah. so full of it.
The people demanded.
Oh, yeah, it's the people.
Mm-hmm. So at the Duke of Rock.
The people can.
On the Instagram, you can follow Hope's dog.
Yes.
Okay.
All of our adventures.
The Duke of Rock. It's so perfect, though. Duke was his given name at the shelter, yes. but it's just so fitting with the princess and the Duke. And over there.
You literally sent Duke to school. Duke is how old? 8?
Duke is 8. So we are finding out if you can teach an old dog new tricks.
Yes.
We have not gotten to the new tricks yet.
Oh, boy.
We are on a virtual training. He goes to virtual school. We're on Zoom. And the first week we went over making sure he knows his name. He does know his name. He just chooses when he wants to listen or not.
Selective
listening.
Like a
teenager.
I was just going to say, just like a kid. Yep.
Anytime he wants something, he just automatically sits down and then like puts his paw up to shake. And then when you don't give it, I'm like, I didn't tell you to do these things. I'm trying to get you to do other things. He was so over it the other night. It was past his bedtime. They only had an 8 o'clock time slot. And I was like, I would also love to do this earlier, buddy. I want to go to bed, too. I'm like trying to keep him awake. He's so over it. The trainer's telling me to go longer and longer without giving him a treat. She's like, OK, have him sit down. Have him lay down. Now have him sit back up before you give him a treat. He's over it. He just walks away like, I'll be in my trailer.
Yeah. Like you people, don't you know what time it is? Yeah, it's too late for him. Homeschooling's hard, Hope. Being a homeschooling mom is hard. Like, you got to lay down the law.
And you got to go find other homeschoolers.
Now you're going to have to meet with the other homeschool doggies. And, you know, you guys got to get together and have a social time.
I'm working on getting him socialized. The way he reacts when he sees other dogs, I can't tell if he wants to play or if he wants to eat them. So, we're like...
Let's not find out.